Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI, as it has been for long as I can remember.
Forever.
Yeah, a long time. 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
All right, so of course, we'll talk to you about anything you want. You can also join us on Skype. Username you need to connect to there is lrn.fm. That means you have to send us a request first, add a contact request. We will add you to our list, and then from that point on, it'll be no problem for you to call us on Skype. Username again there, lrn.fm. Last night, I mentioned we're going to talk about the New Jersey mom who has been threatened with, or I guess charged actually, with terroristic threats after reading the Constitution at a tax dispute assembly. And the story is from TheBlaze.com. New Jersey mom was arrested and told to turn over her guns after reading the Constitution and peacefully protesting at a tax dispute forum, she says. Eileen Hart, with her husband Keith and her 7-year-old daughter, were there on Saturday at the Gloucester Community Center to dispute a mandatory home reevaluation that would roughly double her property value and therefore dramatically increase her property tax rates.
So the way, I don't really know how they decide what your tax rate will be. So it's some percentage of the appraised value of your home.
Well, yeah, I guess the way this is written, it says therefore dramatically increase her rates. I don't want to go out on a limb and say I know how New Jersey's tax system works.
I don't think the rate would go up.
No, but her amount,
but the property tax would go up.
So what they have is they have what they call millage, and
yes,
basically it's like around here, it's basically 3%, 3.1% of your property tax value, which is pretty high. On the the LRN.FM studio, I pay $6,000 a year. That's up from what I was paying in Florida. It was like $1,500.
Well, so, and a lot of states will give what they call a homestead exemption.
That's right, yeah.
To where if it is your primary place of residency, then they'd knock off like 50% or some other amount of the tax bill. So that way, you know, if New Hampshire were to pass a homestead exemption, you would probably pay only $3,000 instead of $6,000.
Good point. Yeah, that's one thing they don't have up here. But they're basically dealing with, you know, they call it mills because I guess it's, you know, .0.
It's like a penny per $100 or some sort of, weird small percentage.
Or they make it seem really small.
Right.
But then when you add it up, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, when the tax rate is 31 point some odd mil, and then you're paying, what is it, like $3 per thousand? Or it's some outrageous amount once you total it up, because you said, what, $6,000?
I think it's 3%.
On
so
what
be like
they're appraising as.
Well, you know, in Keene,
$200,000.
Yeah.
One thing I really like about the aesthetics of Keene is that all the houses are really old looking. But I was talking to a property owner in Keene, and he was telling me that a lot of people don't do any renovations, especially on the outside of their house, because basically they go around and take pictures of everyone's houses to see if you've done any work on the outside,
mm-hmm,
so they
yes
can come in and reappraise it if they think that you've done a renovation. So people will basically not fix, you know, any like new stuff they have to have, like a roof, they're not going to fix it when they might need to because they'll take a picture and then all
true
of a sudden you owe more in taxes.
Well, there's one of the newer movers. He moved about a month after I did, and he purchased a home and decided to challenge the property, the assessed property value. And he actually did some work to remove things from the house. There was, I think, an attached carport that he ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually added value to the house by removing something.
Wow,
but they look at it as, oh, well, this thing was removed. But not everybody wants an attached carport.
I wonder
so some
if you
people
have to
think
pay,
that that's added value.
Do you have to pay more taxes based on what renovation it is? Like, if you add a pool, are the taxes higher on that or
in
something
some
like
places,
that?
In some places, yes.
Well, right. I mean, anything you add to the house generally is going to be considered an increase in the property value. So, yeah, if you add a pool, they're going to say that's worth an extra X thousand dollars or however, you know, damn pools cost. I think they're probably like $20,000.
I have no clue.
I have no idea. But anyway, they're outrageous. And when you're living in a place like New Jersey, not only do you have to deal with property taxes.
You have to deal with living in New Jersey.
There's that. But also there's income tax as well and
yes.
sales tax.
Yes.
And so it really adds up because I've complained about the property taxes here in New Hampshire. But, you know, all the statistics say that New Hampshire is overall, you know, the least burdensome government, you know, of all of the 50 from what
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, it's one of the lower tax burdens. I've seen statistics that show that I think Alaska might have a lower tax burden. But it's one of those things to where, you know, New Hampshire's always in the bottom three.
Alaska does get the oil subsidy.
Yeah, they get the oil subsidy. So I think that's counted as sort of an offset to the tax burden.
So, and then, when I was complaining about the property taxes around here, I'd asked the question from somebody that had lived in New York, you know, well, how bad are they there? Because, you know, in New York, they've got the income tax. They've got the sales tax. So presumably they wouldn't have to have as high of a property tax. But turns out their property taxes are as bad as New Hampshire. Plus, you got the sales tax and the income tax. And if you live in New York City, you got the city income tax as well.
I lived in Pennsylvania for about 6.5 years, and the property tax there was about twice as bad.
Wow.
As here?
Yes.
Wow. It's hard to even
where I lived,
that.
They would actually send you out two tax bills a year.
That's what they do here.
One was the state or county, like state, county, local property tax, and the other was the school property tax.
Mm-hmm.
And the school property tax alone, where I lived, I believe, was 62 mil. And the
6.2
other,
you mean?
No, 62.
Oh, wait,
62 mil.
What is that, 6%?
Yeah,
okay.
Somewhere 6.2%. Right around there.
Yeah.
Where here, the total of all of the taxes in Keene is 31 mil.
Wow.
So
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was just the school portion that was twice as bad. And then I think the other tax was somewhere around 25 or 30. So it was like three times as bad as what New Hampshire is. Plus, in Pennsylvania, you have the income tax, sales tax, vehicle registration fee. That people don't look at that as a tax, but it is. And then Pennsylvania also has something that they call a per capita tax.
What's that?
Which is a $15 fee that you pay for basically breathing air in the state of Pennsylvania. Or actually in the Commonwealth Pennsylvania.
I mean, if you really think about taxes and how people sort of use it as a broad term, if you consider local taxes like this more direct forms of taxation, and then you consider all the ways you could see the way the federal government's taxing you, like with subsidies to different companies and driving up prices in different ways and inflation, which do you consider to be more burdensome if you could rid either your life of either one?
If I could rid myself of the federal government,
I mean, like,
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Right. So if there's no federal government, but you still have to deal with all the, like, even state and local
taxes. I'm already dealing with state and local. I would like to get rid of one layer, and I would rather get rid of the bigger, more evil layer than the more local layer.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, there's at least you can go to the local bureaucrats' house if you need to.
Yeah.
You know where these people live, and their phone numbers, at least in New Hampshire, are mostly publicly available. So there's a level of accountability there. It's not much, but there's a level of accountability there that just, you know, the federal government doesn't have.
Yeah, and we went to Concord yesterday.
We did, that's right.
And
there's
there
a
was
picture
actually
posted on the Free Talk Live Facebook page.
There was a state rep that, as we were leaving, looked back, waved at us, and said, "Thanks for showing up."
Maybe I wasn't paying attention to that.
It's the one that you said that you hadn't met before.
Oh. I still don't know who that is.
At least she turned around and said something to me.
That's nice. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Then again, state reps in New Hampshire get paid $100 a year. So they're a bit of a different animal than the
typical. And there's
typical,
400 of them.
Yeah, than the typical state rep where you might live. 855-450-FREE. We'll get to the story, promise, about the lady in New Jersey here in moments. You can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. Take control of Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months. Or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live toll-free number tonight for you to bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Daryl.
All right, so once again, freetalklive.com. The features there include listening options. We got live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. You can tune in anytime you want. They air the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock and for free at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can learn about our over 110 great radio stations from coast to coast on AM and FM, various different places, airing the show at various different times throughout the week. Plus, we're on satellite, XM Satellite Radio. You can find us there on two different channels. All week long, we're available on XM. Plus, we've got the KU Band channel. It's free to air. That means you can receive it with no monthly subscription, though you can't get in your car. Free to air is only something you can really kind of install in a permanent fixed location. But it's brought to you by Bitcoin, and it's there for you. So you can learn more about that over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've also got our webcam where you can watch and listen and chat. Plus the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So listen.freetalklive.com. Now, right now at the Shrine of Female Listeners, we've got a bit of a contest going on, shrine.freetalklive.com. Fact is, the Shrine has died off over the last couple of years, and I don't know why. It seems the Shrine has gotten less popular over time as Free Talk Live's success has, you know, expanded. Free Talk Live is now one of the top 50 talk shows, according to Talkers Magazine, but we hardly ever get anybody sending a picture in for the Shrine of Female Listeners. So we're trying to incentivize that to happen more, and the folks over at Savory Sense have stepped up to make this possible. They're offering handcrafted candles. So we're going to send you, ladies, a set of handcrafted candles, which smell pretty good, the ones that I've sampled. And they will be yours if you win the drawing. There will be one drawing every month. And so you've got another couple of weeks to enter for this month. All you have to do is send in a validated photo or video showing that you are a listener of the show. You can learn how over at shrine.freetalklive.com. And at the end of the month, we'll take a look at who has submitted theirs. And it will be a random drawing. It doesn't have to do with your creativity or your looks or your age or anything like that. So,
wait, so it doesn't have anything to do with the picture?
No, whether or not you win the candle. Has to be validated. So it has to be
how
you.
Does one validate a photo?
Yeah, how good does one question. Get on the wall of shame?
You have to be a faker in order to make it on the wall of shame. Actually, you have to be a faker who has tricked us, and we found out later on.
Like,
to
get so on the picture of Mark in drag holding the sign,
yeah,
that would not qualify for the
is that wall of shame worthy?
I don't know if that's wall of shame worthy because
pretty
that
shameful,
would not
though.
Have tricked them.
It's pretty shameful. Well, yeah.
It's
what
very
if
shameful.
What if another girl? What if you, like? What if someone sent in a picture of some random girl, like their friend, and faked it and like photoshopped I Heart Free Talk Live,
right.
And then that girl's on the wall of shame, and then she becomes a Free Talk Live listener, and she like goes on there and she's like, "How am I on the wall of shame?" I've never
that's
seen
a good question.
Picture.
It's never happened before. In theory, it certainly could. But yeah, we have had people try to Photoshop before. But thankfully, Johnson, who is one of our Thursday night co-hosts, is a graphics expert. Sometimes anybody can tell. Sometimes it's just such an obvious Photoshop that you can tell it wasn't real. That you know somebody found a picture of a girl with a sign on the internet and then
blanked out the
sign.
It says Getty's Images at the bottom or something.
Or whatever. I mean, there's usually some sort of indicator. And I guess Google now has a way you can search for images. I haven't actually tried that yet, but apparently there's a way to do that.
They've had that for a while where you type in a word and
no,
they click image.
It in. Not typing it in. They've had that for a while, but I'm pretty sure I've heard that you can actually like upload a picture and it'll compare that against all the pictures on the internet.
Interesting.
I've never tried it. I've just heard that that's possible, so that would be another way to check the Shrine submissions. But, you know, as long as we're pretty convinced that it's a real deal photo, you'll be qualified.
Is this the only time you're doing this?
The candle giveaway?
Yeah.
We're going to do it for until further notice.
Okay.
So maybe another month or two, maybe the rest of the year. I really can't tell you. At this point, there have been some entries, as all I can really say. So go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about that. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. New Jersey mom, according to theblaze.com, She's been charged with terroristic threats. Now, what happened? Well, she was with her husband, Keith, and 7-year-old daughter at the Gloucester Community Center to dispute a mandatory home reevaluation that would roughly double her property value. Objecting on multiple grounds, as an Orthodox Jew, she refused to have the inspectors in her home while her husband was away at work. As an American citizen, she objected to the seemingly arbitrary reappraisal, noting that she is not planning on selling her home and hasn't renovated her kitchen in 30 years. But the forum... Hart was allegedly told that since she didn't let the inspectors into her home, they had a right to assume its value under the New Jersey state constitution, which is how it's set up here in New Hampshire. If you are scheduled for a reappraisal, or you, for instance, want to get an abatement, you want the government to consider your home worth less than what it is, then they'll send a bureaucrat around, and he's going to come into your house. And he's going to walk through every room in your house, including the basement. He's not going to open any drawers or anything like that.
You don't need a search warrant?
Well, no, you're consenting.
No, you invited them in.
Oh.
Please come in to say that my house is worth less than what you claim it's worth.
But they can also come and reappraise you, I think, on a every 10 years or something like that. I'm not sure about that rule, but there is that possibility as well, in which case you either let them in, or they just appraise you at whatever level they want to. In fact, some of our friends up here in the movement, the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire, made a really fun video about this very topic. It's called the Tamworth Millionaire Program. And if I get a chance, I'll put it up on our Facebook page and Twitter so you can see this. It's a few years old now, but there was a guy that was living in a little town called Tamworth, New Hampshire. And I think it happened to multiple people where, you know, the town wanted to reappraise the property, and they wanted to reappraise it at a ridiculous level because I guess they weren't allowed to come in there and look at it. And they reappraised houses that were obviously not worth what they claimed they were worth for like over $1 million.
Wow.
That's like, you know, like a regular home in which someone, you know, an average family
That's
would live.
Crazy.
So it's like, oh,
so
bad.
Something that probably would not even be valued at $1 million if it were in California.
I guess, yeah. It's a really funny video, too. Tamworth Millionaire Program. I highly recommend that. Good times. So anyway, back to the story here. It says here at the Blaze that she was told that they're going to value it whatever they want. And she said, how could they assume that my value had doubled when there's absolutely no housing market? There's basically no GDP growth, she says. And that's what I'd like to know. In what housing market in the United States are home valuations doubling? In what, not only that, in what housing market are home valuations increasing by 10% or 20%? I don't know of any of them.
Right, so if you're a homeowner and you're paying taxes, assuming that your house is worth a certain amount, and say the city says your house is worth this much and that's what you're going to pay taxes on, and then you actually go to sell your house and it sells at like a fourth of that price, you're going to be mad because your house has never been worth what you've been paying taxes on it.
Absolutely. 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you what happened when she was talking to these bureaucrats at this, I don't know what it was called, this meeting. They did not like what she had to say. In fact, she was told to sit down and shut up. We'll give you more details here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Have you ever gone through any of this nonsense for the reevaluations and been less than pleased?
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control, toll free, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. Skype username to connect to is lrn.fm. Maybe you prefer to use Skype, maybe you just don't use that old phone thing anymore. Well, we can help, we can hook up with you again on Skype, username lrn.fm. And want to make sure you know about the Free State Project. It's your best chance to achieve liberty in your lifetime. And I've been taking some flack recently on my Facebook profile because I'm a vehement promoter of the Free State Project. I really do believe that it's the best choice for liberty in our lifetime. And some people don't like, you know, the fact that I don't really think there's anything else that's particularly viable. It's not that I'm a, you know, totally true believer. I'm willing to hear of another idea if there's something else out there. Like, maybe the seasteading thing is really going to pan out. Maybe that's going to work.
Is that ever actually going to happen, though?
That's the thing. I mean, it's a cool idea, but it doesn't exist yet. So let me know when that actually happens, and then we can talk further about
Homestead Mars.
That seems a little price prohibitive. But then, you know, there are some other options out there. There are some other people that are promoting other areas to which they think Liberty people should move. And I've said, I don't think that's a bad idea for the people that want to go to those places. I think Liberty people getting together is generally a good thing. I just don't think you're going to have much of a chance to achieve liberty in most of these other places.
Well, what have people been saying, giving you flack about? What do they say?
They say I'm condescending, which is one of the most common critiques that I get. And it's not because I think that I'm superior or that I'm better than anybody else, which is what condescension is, where you're, you know, looking down on somebody. It's just that I think that the Free State Project is the best choice. Prove me wrong. Look, I want to be proven wrong. I want Austin to be set free and somehow not have the state of Texas come in there and, you know, impose their rules on them. I really want to see that happen.
The Free State of Austin?
Or whatever. I don't know how it would end up panning out, but I think it's a little unrealistic considering there's 1,600 police that are in just the city of Austin alone. I mean, there's more police in Austin, several times more in Austin, than there are in Manchester, the biggest city in New Hampshire. So to me, it's all about numbers. And, you know, that's what makes activism successful, is numbers. And if you don't have numbers, and what I mean by numbers is a concentration of activists that is the higher ratio than anywhere else, like a ratio of active, you can look at two different ratios, I think, activists to bureaucrats and activists to average people. The more, the higher those ratios are, the more likely you're going to have success.
Activists or liberty lovers?
I think activists. Because, you know, it's great to have liberty lovers, and those people will probably vote for you. But you got to have activists if you want to motivate people to change.
I don't think I've ever been anywhere where there's more activists in a town than regular people.
Oh, I don't think that's ever really going to be achievable, but I think that the ratios are what we're talking
about.
So, you know, do you live in a place where there's one activist per 100,000, or, you know, 100,000 average people, or do you live in a place where there's 100 activists per 100,000? Which of those two places is going to have the best chance at seeing an advancement in freedom?
But everyone is sort of their own little activist, I think. I mean, I can't think of anyone who doesn't do something that makes some kind of statement, political or otherwise, and just puts it out there. I mean, unless they're just, you know,
you hang out with activists, though.
I guess so. But, I mean, even average people. I mean, I work, too.
Yeah.
I don't only hang out with activists, guys.
Well, define what does activist mean to you?
Like, I think that someone who maybe, you know, stickers on public property is somewhat of an activist. If they have, like, their brand and they, you know, like,
so
a, little graffiti, a little graffiti artist or something is a little activist in a sense.
Is it activism if you just tag a gang symbol somewhere?
I mean, I think I have my own thoughts on graffiti. I think that it's kind of, that's my favorite thing about public property is that people graffiti it, and I really don't think there's a moral problem with that, because I think it's, you know.
That didn't answer my question. Is it activism to tag a gang symbol somewhere?
A gang symbol? I don't know.
Well, that
know
person
why
is promoting their ideology and
whatever that means to them.
Manner, so it's just not the activism that I like, but that person is
usually
definitely
when
doing some sort of activism.
But isn't activism generally something that is intended to change the status quo, to change society at some point? Isn't that kind of the goal of activism? You were being
That's
active?
The goal of our type of activism. Mm-hmm. But there
I've never
are
heard
some
gang
people
activity defined as activism.
Like this
so
woman who was going to dispute that her that were doing
if you break someone's kneecaps, is that activism?
No, breaking people's kneecaps isn't activism.
Well, you're trying to, you know, change the other gang and get them to leave your territory. You're doing something. I don't think doing something is the only qualifier for something to be activism.
Well,
but then again, I guess that's why I'm condescending.
I guess activism, I think of it like it includes forms of public self-expression. I think that all of that constitutes activism, so it's really broad to me. I think that, you know,
I think
people
it is
do it
broad
their own way.
If you break their kneecaps in Central Square,
what?
then it might be activism.
Why?
Let's go to the phones. We'll come back to the Free State Project here in a moment. Osho is on the line, listening online. I'm not sure where. RLR? Oh, where? How are you listening?
RPR.org.
RPR.
RTR. Restore the Republic.
Restore the Republic.
Oh, okay, great.
I'm sorry, we're in synchronicity right now. Hold up. All right, the question for the day that I posted was, which nanotechnology RFID corporation is associated with which major vaccine company worldwide? They already created the problem with the negative side effects of the vaccines.
So hold on. Slow down. I'm a little slow. I'm from the South. You're saying which nanotechnology company is associated with what?
No. Most people aren't too familiar with RFID.
RFID.
Okay. Nanotechnology. The question was, which nanotechnology RFID corporation is associated with which major vaccine company worldwide?
I don't know.
What we've come up with so far is Alien Technology Corporation.
Who's we?
But on RTR, we're all working together. Remember?
I don't know. I mean, I've heard of RTR. Is that Gary Franchi's thing?
That's Gary Franchi's thing.
And are you watching on the N3 network?
Yeah.
Okay. So Alien Technology. What now? What's the company again?
The one that we've come up with, now this isn't confirmed, but it's a strong possibility, Alien Technology Corporation.
That's and pretty obvious.
What do they make? Is that that's not Alienware, the computer company?
Alien Technology Corporation is a nanotech RFID corporation that
I see that. Yep, alientechnology.com is their website. All right.
Are they tied with Merck in some way?
Alien Technology Corporation.
Okay.
You have to Google Alien Technology Corporation.
I see it. It's right there. So what about it?
Is that the one that, okay, there's already been 23 vaccine workers assassinated. Bill, okay, let me just read this to you really quick. They already created the problem with the negative side effects from the vaccine. So the solution Bill Gates has come up with is nanotech RFID in the vaccines to prevent further problems with or without you knowing about it.
Ooh, so basically, let me see if I'm understanding you. You're saying the suggestion is that the vaccine...
Let me explain, lay it all out on the table.
Well, we may not have time for a full lecture, but let me just see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying the suggestion is that this company may be creating vaccines with RFID chips in the actual...
You have to emphasize nanotechnology,
yeah,
because that's smaller than the normal, that's the rice seed one. And then
the idea behind the RFID is that you can be scanned and the RFID has information in it. Look, I know you know what RFID
Chicago
means, but you have to remember that people listening may not know what...
Frequency identification.
Right. As I was explaining, the RFID chips, you can scan them with an RFID reader. They can be programmed to have information on them. The RFID reader then picks up that information.
They even have a depth chip.
A depth chip?
Yes, you can...
Hold this guy over.
Yeah, I want to know about the death chip. All right, hang on. You sold me good here. Hang on. Hang on, Osho. Try not to, jump in as we're trying to explain to listeners at least our understanding of what these things are. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months. Or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up anything you want. We still have to share with you the remainder of the New Jersey mom being charged with terroristic threats, and we will get to that. 855-450-FREE, but you can bring up anything that you would like. And I neglected to mention the last time because we kind of went off on a tangent about the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more about it. You know, if you don't think it's going to be a successful thing, that's cool. Do whatever you think is best. But prove me wrong that there's something else out there. Show me that there's something else that's better, that's a more viable option for achieving liberty in our lifetime than concentrating activists in the already most free place, and that is New Hampshire, in a place that is it is ripe for achieving more liberty because it's already a fairly freedom-oriented population, and there are over 101 reasons at freestateproject.org for you to make the move to New Hampshire, if you love liberty, that is. If you don't, stay right where you are, because we don't
please.
We don't want anybody moving here that is not a friend of freedom. So again, freestateproject.org with you tonight. It's Ian,
Allie,
and Daryl.
Now, Allie, we're talking with Osho. We're going to bring him back on the line here. How much have you heard about this RFID thing that he's bringing up?
I remember the story about the student who didn't want to wear the RFID chip home from school, and I know.
She actually didn't want to wear the thing at school.
Right. Oh, okay. So I know that these RFID chips are getting put into also passports now, too. So it's just sort of becoming part of our society that, like, stuff is going to be chipped. And then I can see where it's you know, I don't know, are people going to be chipped?
That's the intention, and that's what Osho is suggesting here, saying that the RFID company is teaming up with vaccination companies, and they're looking to put the RFIDs in the vaccines.
Do they have the option for parents to chip their kids now?
I'm sure if you want to get chipped, you can
yeah.
do that.
You can do that with pets.
There was something years ago where you could just go to there was a club in Miami that was chipping its VIPs. So yeah, they can definitely chip human beings.
One of the MythBusters got an RFID chip for some myths where they were testing that if you have one of these chips and then you go in an MRI, will it explode out of your skin?
Oh my God.
And it didn't.
It didn't. But the person left it in, and it contains their medical records.
Osho, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were telling us about a death RFID. Tell us more about that.
Yes, they have death RFID chips. I have to finish the statement about Bill Gates. It's about Chicago.
Okay, I'd love for you to finish that, but could you tell me what a death RFID chip is?
If you go outside of a frequency, if you haven't, you're talking about in the cashless society?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just wondering what a death RFID is.
If you don't, if you're found, let's say, outside of perimeter, almost like wearing a dog collar,
okay.
will explode.
So, like in the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
If you kill an animal, that's one of the better ones. If you kill an animal, first off, if your identification, your first RFID that they already would have had you implanted into you, if that one is not found, if you're not identified, your physical location, then that other one is immediately activated and you're killed.
I am totally lost by what you're saying, and I don't
They'll
think...
They'll ship the animals.
From the... wait a minute.
Shoot one...
Who... Are you guys seem a little lost, too. Am I the only one
who's
lost?
What does that have to do with killing?
I
how would killing an animal change?
Lost.
How?
Shoot an animal that has an RFID chip. Are you up to date?
Is who up to date?
Are all of you up to date on the RFID chip? How many animals have been chipped?
I have no idea.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were already, like, totally...
Here's what you need to understand. You're calling a nationally syndicated radio show with an audience that has no idea what you're talking... I don't really even know all about what you're talking about. I know what RFIDs are, and I know that people can be chipped. I generally know how they work, but you have to keep in mind, you're talking to an audience that doesn't know anything about this in a lot of cases.
Okay, I got you.
So please don't jump to conclusions here.
RFID.
Right. We don't need a general description. We've already talked about what it is. So you're saying that a death RFID is something that can be activated by perimeter. So if you're in a prison or something like that,
that's
and you run outside the walls.
Precisely.
Right.
What I was getting to was the pandemic that they have already turned into an epidemic. Regarding
What's
Chicago.
That?
Now, a pandemic is something where people are in a state of pandemonium and or fear, and so they believe there's a live virus actually going on, and that would fall under the category of an epidemic, in which case there actually would be an outbreak of a virus. So they make a pandemic look as though it were an epidemic to get people to take the vaccine.
And you're saying that the flu thing is that excuse?
This is what it's like. Bill Gates has come up with the nanotech RFID in the vaccines to prevent further problems with or without you knowing about it.
I have to say, I don't like the idea of the vaccines. I think that I'm not interested in taking those. What about you guys? Do you do the vaccine thing?
I don't like the flu shot thing just because it does seem like...
He admitted
it's weird for them to be like, everyone, yeah, just all of you, get a shot. And it's like, how can you just give advice to just anyone and everyone?
Osho, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Larry in Louisiana. What about you, Daryl? Are you a vaccine kind of taking
guy? I am not, but allow me to say that I think that there should be full disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a newborn child, the parents should be allowed to accept or reject individual vaccines, but the way they do now, they'll mix like three or four different vaccines together. So as long as you say, yeah, give me the rubella, well, there's five other things mixed in with it.
Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this goes back to May 26, 2009. Type it in. Germany denies patent for cyanide-equipped RFID chip. But the macabre innovation that enables remote killing will likely be denied copyright protection.
Okay. Is that all you wanted to share?
There it is. They thought about it way back in 2009, so...
Was that all you wanted to share with us? Was that it will be denied copyright protection?
Well, that was back in 2009. Who else is applied for it and what other country? And it went through. There's a question to trace down. But, I mean, the idea is out there, okay?
The idea about what?
The idea about cyanide-filled RFID chips.
They're cyanide. Okay, because the last guy said they would explode.
Yeah, well, if it's full of cyanide, then you just press a button, it explodes, and it kills you.
I see. Okay. All right. Definitely sounds scary. I'm not interested in having any of that. And are you also in agreement with the last guy where these will allegedly be delivered via a vaccine?
Well, the nanotechnology in medical devices like artificial knees and joints and things like that, I read it right at the hospital, that they put a lifetime's worth of medication in the joint, and you can't go around a microwave oven or anything like that. You have to be careful of microwaves from now on, because you can set off the medicine all at once, and it'll kill you.
Thanks for the call tonight, Larry. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, of course, you know, whether these callers are actually accurate in their information is another question, and you'll have to do your own research, because I sure as hell don't have time to do it. I don't know about you guys.
Nope. And based on these last two calls, I feel like I was suddenly transported onto Coast to Coast AM.
Well, I don't have a problem with, like, these emerging technologies, and even though I can see the ability to use them in an evil way, and maybe it makes sense and it's logical to think that they are going to be used for evil, they probably are. I just don't like to freak myself out about it, because, I mean, who knows? Say you're really one side about this and you decide you hate RFID chips, which I don't know if the gentleman would, either of them would claim that, but you get freaked out about it. But it could be used for, like, I could see people using it in a really positive way.
It's used in a bunch of great ways.
Most major retailers use RFID
for inventory.
For inventory and as a theft prevention. Because if it goes through the, I don't know what they're basically RFID readers that are right by the doors. If you take something through that's not been scanned and had the RFID deactivated or removed, it goes off.
I think they're probably starting to use RFID for that, but back in the day that was some sort of magnetic thing, if I'm recalling correctly. I think it was some kind of magnetic tag that was being used there. So maybe some retailers are using that. Maybe they're using the old system. But, you know, the inventory in the back stock room is a very important thing.
Yeah.
And you can, with the RFID, you can point an RFID reader at a pallet full of products, you know, hit the trigger on it, and get a readout of what all's on that pallet. You don't have to pull the boxes.
Much easier than barcodes.
Right. You don't have to pull the boxes. You don't have to open the boxes. You don't have to count everything. The RFID gives you the information. So it's an amazing technology. But you're right, Allie. You know, technology does have the possibility. It's a double-edged sword. It could be used in really negative ways, too. Hour number two is next. Free Talk Live.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis. In 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Savon Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Savon Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.